from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That's right, Shawnee. And you guys know I'm a big tennis guy, right? And
yeah.
What better time of the year to be a tennis guy than right now at the U.S. Open, which is right in our backyard, about 40 minutes away, right across the street from Citi Field, where the Mets play. There's a great video that I know we got to get into that came out from the U.S. Open last night. But in honor of the U.S. Open here, which is now day 3 here on this Wednesday, it runs all the way through next week. How about the best 5 things to do if you're going to go to the U.S. Open? So why don't we go ahead and kick it off?
All right. Here we go!
Number 5.
All right, I'm going to give you, in terms of, there's the thing, well, I mean, the thing to do is obviously to watch the tennis, I mean, in some part if you're going. So that's going to be on the list. But food and drink, right? I'm warning you now, it's expensive. So, what is it expensive?
Go on.
Concert, you know, you go to a concert, you want to get a beer, $20. You go to a Yankee game, bucket of chicken and the fries, $20, $25. A beer is $20. It's just like that. It's everywhere else. But they got some great food selections. I will say, if you're going for the night, if you're going there all day, that's one thing. Not many people do that. Even if you're going there at night or if you're only going for a few hours, I still would eat. And I would try to refrain. I would try to bring some road sodas if you're taking public transit. Bring a cooler and maybe do a little tailgate before you head in there. Just like it's a rule of thumb, before you go to any sporting event or concert, you want to reduce
pre-buzz
your cost. Because there's some great items. And I don't know, the most famous thing at the U.S. Open is the Honey Deuce. So that's number 5 for me.
What's the Honey Deuce?
The Honey Deuce.
Okay.
It's the list your wife gives you to do around the house.
Yeah,
honey deuce?
Yes. So that's what it's called. Because, you know, if tennis, if it's 40-40 in the match, they call it, or in a game, they call it deuce.
I didn't know that. But anyway, so what is the honey deuce?
So the honey deuce is, I mean, off the top of my head, I honestly, it's vodka. It's a drink. It's the signature drink.
Pat, you can't put something on a list that they go, off the top of my head, I don't know.
Well, you didn't make the drink.
I know, I didn't make the drink. I would. It's vodka with a splash of... And honestly, it tastes a little like a transfusion. You ever have a transfusion?
Blood?
No.
Transfusion, it's Sean.
Come
I mean,
on.
The guys have done the basic things in life. I'm assuming it has honey in it, if the honey's in the name.
Right.
You know,
a little
dip of honey.
All right, sounds good.
So, well, I didn't even... It's vodka with a splash of what tastes like grape juice and cranberry juice, a little mixed up, and then the honeydew, the honeydew pieces of fruit. 3 pieces
gotcha.
Of fruit in the drink, vodka, tastes like a transfusion, $23 though.
Oh, all right.
But if you want to go,
it's a liquor drink, okay.
You got, you know, $150-$200 to drop, they go down easy. So I recommend you want to get the signature drink that you get the honey deuce, you get, you know, bleep faced off it, there you go, you have a good time, you start heckling other players.
Okay.
So there you go. There's the signature drink to get.
All right. Number 4.
Food. What am I going to eat there? I want to eat. There's a ton of options. You got the Van Leeuwen ice cream for dessert. They've got about 30 different little food pop-up shops. Way too many options. I'm going to give you the best option.
Mm-hmm.
The Pat LaFrieda. You find the Pat LaFrieda steak shop pop-up stand. You get the LaFrieda signature steak sandwich.
Boy, Pat LaFrieda appears everywhere in that Flushing area, huh?
No doubt.
Pat LaFrieda's going to have a steakhouse, I would assume, when they build that Metropolitan Park.
Think about this, by the way. I got a side story. My roommate, his sister, is really good friends with the heiress, I think, to the throne of the Pat LaFrieda.
Pat called us.
Pat called you guys?
Called he sure did. A couple weeks ago, yeah.
Well, I think it's his daughter, or I'm guessing, right? That's his daughter.
And she's dating your friend?
No. She is friends with my roommate's sister. And I've been telling him for 2 years. I'm like, dude, get me in there. Come on. I eat that steak sandwich every year. It's $27, but... Beautiful steak, little melted cheese, caramelized onions. That's the best thing to get if you're going there.
Great. Now I'm
number
even more hungry.
Number three.
By the way, what's better looking, the steak or the daughter?
I've never seen her.
Okay, go on.
But
you just said get me in there, so I assume you
well,
had a thought.
I mean, at a certain point, looks go out the window. If I'm being added to the throne.
Time out. I don't care how good a New York strip is. If your daughter looks like Mimi from Drew Carey.
Well, you know, come on, man.
Forget about
the
steak.
They don't all have to be Paris Hilton, too.
M-O-N-E-Y. Okay.
All right, go on.
If I'm going to be added to the Lafrida throne, I don't care, you know, what your family looks like. You could look like the Addams Family. I'll be cousin it. Get me in there. Give me that money. Give me that steak.
Okay, go on.
Number three, third best thing. This is more in terms of the general. You're going to watch the tennis action. If you're going to go and you want to watch tennis, get a grounds pass. Don't buy the main stadium, Arthur Ashe, which is gigantic, 23,000 to almost 24,000 people. And unless you drop $800 for nice seats, like, you're going to be in the bleeds. So my suggestion is get a grounds pass or the other two main stadiums, Armstrong and Grandstand. Get a ticket for there because there's still pretty good matches. But you can pop around. There's like 18 courts. There's action all over the place. You can get like 10 feet away from either a man or a woman, you know, either side player ranked like 10, 11 in the world. And you could see some good matches. And then if, you know, 7 or 8 honey deuces deep, you know, you start feeling the American pride in, you know, American player is playing somebody from a different country. You start heckling. The atmosphere gets great, man. I know tennis is kind of like this proper and rich people sport. Dude, it gets raucous there. It gets raucous at night. It's a great time. It really is.
All right. Well, we still got two left, so let's see how good a time it is.
What do you mean?
It's Cinco de 5 and not Cinco de 3-0.
So you go from 5 to 4 to 3 to 2?
Oh, I think you said you got two left, something regarding to the U.S. Open.
Two more Cinco items. Pat, are you paying attention to your own list?
Yes. I thought you were talking about the U.S. Open. You only got two left.
That's the one where the rich lady puts her dog in the purse. That's always one I like. The Shizu?
Can you have any more on this list?
Great timing.
Number two.
The single divorcees. For a guy like me who is single, like I said, it is a rich sport. It is a lot of rich people, a lot of rich money.
You want the Cougs.
The Cougs. There's a lot of Cougars there,
really?
Man. It is, yes. It is like a hunting ground. I feel like a praying mantis. I'm ready to hunt. There's a lot of Cougars.
All right.
And then you get in there, you mix in with them, you start asking, you got the house, the property on Montauk down in the Hamptons.
I can clean your pool, and I'll do it for free.
Wow. All right. Well, but as some would say, Pat, ball's in your court.
Look at that, Sean. That's much better than the other dad jokes he's been giving out.
What could be number one?
Number one.
The number one thing to do at the U.S. Open is to buy. No, actually, I don't know. I kind of ran out. I combined two into one here.
Are you serious?
Well, hold on a second here. You cover the U.S. Open. You do this for the fan, I think, right? So you go to the U.S. Open. There's obviously a lot of fun stuff to do there. I'm sure there is. I've only been to Arthur Ashe for wrestling, so I've never been there for tennis. You can't. You could have even said to me, Luke, can you come up with one? I gave you the Cougar one where they put the little dog in the purse.
It's 5:11. I asked who wanted to do Cinco at 1:15. And you got to the segment and you didn't even have a number one.
That's a first. We've never had a Cinco to 5-0 here in the 1 year or so history of Evan and Tiki. And that includes Sean after he's yelling and screaming at us something and you need to know CPR to work with this guy and he's out of breath. He still got through the list. Is that fair,
yeah,
Sean?
Absolutely.
We've never had a non...
All right. To be fair here, I combined two things into one.
What? There's no combining.
It was the drink and the food. You know, I didn't have my list here. I'm playing all the sounds. So, you know what? I'm doing the entire production, operation by myself. So I combined two things into one.
It's not the Oscars. It's Cinco de 5-0. Yeah, all the production.
I combined the two things into one because I don't have the list in front of me. So, you know what? Then when I combined two things into one, I couldn't think off the top of my head something that's better. The single divorcees was number one.
Just got a text from our boss. You're fired. I'm sorry. I hate to do this on the air.
Well, that is Cinco de 5-0 today and every day at 5 o'clock. Pat, good effort. For sure. Yikes.
By the way, my favorite...
Have you ever been, by the way, Lou Gower, to the U.S. Open? Pat goes all the time.
So, no, but I have gone to a Met game, to tie this back to a little bit of local sports. I've gone to a Met game the same time as the U.S. Open.
I have as well.
So, my favorite part of that is if a match, I think they call it in tennis, ends the same time as the game, we all have to go on the subways together, and you could tell who was at the Met game. You got the dude with the forearm buttons done going on, the Edgardo Alfonso jersey, and then you have the sweaters tied around the neck and the coral pants, and you go, I think you were probably at the U.S. Open. I would think. So it's funny. Meeting of the minds.
I like food, drink, festival-like atmosphere. I think Pat painted a good picture there. I view the U.S. Open a lot like I view the Statue of Liberty. I live my entire life here in New York. Couldn't care less if I ever see it.
So you've never been to the Statue of Liberty or Ellis Island? You don't care about your family history or the history of our great country?
I'm French-Canadian. No. Well, more ashes, at least. I'm a little bit of everything.
It's more ash. You're not Sade. Let's relax.
Okay. It's just one of those things. I bless you. If you're into the U.S. Open, Pat has a great time. I'm sure if you're into it, it's a great time. I'm not saying it's not a great time. I have a tough time getting into singular person non-team sports in front of me. Like, I love playing golf. Full disclosure, I'll bet golf. I don't love watching golf on TV. Tennis, I've tried numerous. I can't do it. And also, at this time of year, you got the baseball penalties. I'm so revved up for football to start. I love college football. That's big this weekend. The timing of the U.S. Open, I think, stinks too. I got no bandwidth to get into tennis right now.
Why? You know? There's nothing going on from Monday through Friday of this week other than baseball at night.
Okay. I mean, but still.
And the Mets are on the West Coast.
Don't you ever want a break from sports?
No.
A little bit of a break here and there, but I think that it definitely has, I don't want to call it niche, because I think there is a wide audience, but Pat's right. If you need the big stars, you need that pride, whether it be your country or not, but you couldn't get to a single of the 5-0. It's okay. Listen, it happens to all guys. Maybe you had a little too much whiskey. It happens.
Now, Pat is only the second most incompetent person with a microphone in sports today. The first would actually be Aaron Boone. Booney has met the media pregame here, all right? So, this has been brought to the attention and has circled on the internet over the last 2 hours. Mackenzie Gore is the Washington Nationals starting pitcher tonight, a left-hander. However, Mackenzie Gore's numbers have basically not been great versus left-handers, however you figure that out, right? So, Aaron Boone was asked why DJ LeMahieu, after last night, again looking lost at the plate, making errors in the field, why is DJ playing tonight despite Gore having worse success than against left-handed batters? And here's the quote. I'm reading this off Chris Kirshner's Twitter. I wanted to have a little more balance in there. Obviously, I got Austin back in there, that being Austin Wells. So congrats, you finally played the better catcher. With righties coming this weekend, I'll likely have Rice back in there Friday. I feel like scratching the surface, Gore is a little more neutral, which is why we have four lefties in there tonight. I'm just trying to balance it up and give what I think is the best chance tonight. In other words, he wants to keep playing righties. Oh, by the way, Booney, Oswaldo Cabrera is a switch hitter. So he can hit from both sides of the plate if you really want to get crazy here. Okay, so then Boone had a follow-up. At what point do the results matter with DJ LeMahieu, considering he has a 422 OPS against left-handed pitching? Now, this is a great question. And why is this important? Because the absolute shoveling of crap we have been fed from Aaron Boone about why Cabrera or Rice don't play is because of their numbers versus lefties. But the reality is, DJ LeMahieu's numbers, especially compared to Oswaldo Cabrera, are worse versus lefties. So the whole thing, it's a lie after lie. So here's the question again. At what point do the results matter with DJ LeMahieu, considering he has a 422 OPS against left-handed pitching? You ready for this doozy from Aaron Boone? Quote, his season has been a little bit different in that obviously the track record matters. He's obviously been behind the eight ball a little bit from an injury standpoint to start the year. You want to let things really declare themselves to where you're making sound decisions moving forward. Excuse me? DJ LeMahieu is not 2 weeks removed from the IL. It is about to be Labor Day weekend. He's had damn about 200 at-bats. He's no longer behind from an injury standpoint. And his track record matters? What have you done for me lately? Great. Don Mattingly's track record matters for a Yankee. He's old too. Why don't you call him up and play first base and see how he does if we're going based on track record? Oswaldo Cabrera's track record this year is that something positive happens every time he plays. How dare you, Aaron Boone? and I am a defender of yours. How dare you, I'm sorry, constantly lie to us, the fan base. You have. You lied about Trevino and Wells when Trevino came back. He's played more than Wells. You lied to us about why J.D. Davis had to hit cleanup and that, oh, he was close to getting going. He hadn't played a month. And you're lying to us now about DJ LeMahieu. Stop it. He's behind the eight ball from an injury standpoint. It's about to be September 1st. He stinks. And it's okay that he stinks. He got old. It happens. You don't owe DJ LeMahieu the Nice Guy of the Year award that you need to keep playing him. Last night, versus an inferior opponent, the Yankees lost to the Washington Nationals and watched the Orioles gain a game on them. Inevitably, the Yankees and Orioles are going to play the second to last series of the year, a series in which the Yankees currently don't own a tiebreaker versus Baltimore, by the way. And the Yankees are going to be in a position where I guarantee they are either, at most, two games up or two games back of the Baltimore Orioles when that series comes in September. Spoiler alert, the series is going to matter. Because of the ineptitude of running DJ LeMahieu out there, occasionally playing Trent Grisham, because of what you've done with Trevino, we have seen the Yankees, who played really good baseball and righted the ship after Jazz Chisholm Jr. was acquired here, we have seen them lose games to the Nationals, to the White Sox, to the Rockies, and go on and on and on and on and on. They refuse to sweep these series, and I don't want to hear that's baseball. They are too nice and not cutthroat enough of an organization. And to me, if you really would care about winning championships and spacing yourself out and making sure you get that one seed and getting that division cooking, you need to be cutthroat. The Astros did it with Jose Abreu, and the Yankees refuse to do it with DJ LeMahieu. And on top of being worse on refusing, you're lying to the fan base. And that's not cool. Just clean up things. I mentioned Aaron Boone. Look, I get it. I like Boone. Manager of a team with the most wins in the American League, things drive you nuts. I brought up all the DJ LeMahieu stuff that has been a big theme throughout the show. You can go back on the Odyssey app, take the rewind feature, began the show with just not understanding why the Yankees can't be more cutthroat with some of these guys like DJ LeMahieu. Aaron Boone had more to offer on the bullpen. This on Max Goodman's Twitter. He said, quote, "It's been tough to carve out a spot for Scott Efros." Scott Efros, obviously a big deadline acquisition. We haven't seen him because of injuries for 2 years now, for the better part. Quote, "I think he's been doing a pretty good job now for a couple weeks. His stuff is trending up. He's knocking on the door." Look, if you don't think he's ready, you don't think he's ready. Don't tell me it's tough to carve out a spot for Scott Efros when you just DFA'd Michael Tonkin to bring Phil Bickford back here. Again, just another evidence. I hate calling people liars because it's a strong word. It's unfortunate, but there's just so many of these perplexing quotes from Aaron Boone where he treats the fan base like we're stupid. You just brought Phil Bickford here. Now you're telling me it's tough to carve out a spot for Scott Efros? So, look, Yankees want to do what they want to do. They want to continue to fool around here and see where that gets you with that last series with the Orioles, because you could be 4 or 5 games up on them, and they have just screwed this roster up. All right. Also, Jet fans, Jason Brownlee, we all remember him last year. Big story, Hard Knocks, wide receiver. They signed Lewis Cine here. They put in the claim, the Viking safety. The Jets have now waived Jason Brownlee. We'll see if he ends up back on their practice squad. And also, Joe Shane claims they've only put in one waiver claim. That was Anthony Johnson, who they got. Whether we'll find out if that's truth or not, not sure. Seems to like this group. I have a hard time thinking that cornerback two is truly on the Giants roster. I hope I'm wrong. 888-808-1019. John in Pennington. John, what's up?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, John, what's going on?
How you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Look, for one, the best Gallimard is the next one for me. And also, whoever said the Big Mac sauce was bad should be fired immediately. That's just me. However,
okay.
Aaron Judge, this is the greatest peak of a player I've ever seen. I'm only 24, right?
Okay.
This guy, what he's been doing is the greatest peak I've ever seen in my life. My parents say the same thing because he isn't juiced like Bonds or Sosa or McGuire, any like that. The biggest thing I have, you just hit the nail on the head with Wells, and you also hit the nail on the head with Boone in the bullpen. When on earth are they going to bring up Efros? You know, I mean, it's just ridiculous. He's got a sub-1 ERA in AAA. He's been out there for almost 10 appearances.
Sub-1 ERA,
it's ridiculous.
Up. I'd rather him continue to figure it out here on the major league level. It's nuts. It drives you nuts. Think about how many solutions to a Yankee World Series champion should be here that are not here. Dominguez. Rizzo, all right. He only took first base and grabbed the glove last night. He should be here. Efros. I mean, these guys are all knocking on the door. Should be here by now. Specifically Efros and Dominguez. And they're not. And yet we see losses to the Nationals, the Rockies, White Sox, with DJ LeMahieu in the lineup. It drives you nuts. Connor and Goshen. Connor, what's up?
Hey, Sean, big fan of the show. Also big Giants fan, obviously.
Appreciate
I called
that.
You guys up. Called you guys up probably a couple weeks ago, saying the same situation that I was saying, like possibly getting like a Stephon Gilmore, which, you know, killed me seeing him going to Minnesota and
right,
all.
Right. It debunked the whole theory that he wanted to go play for a contender.
But going with that though, I'm with you guys. I'm really nervous about is Cordell Flott really is the answer, or Nick McLeod is. Don't get me wrong. I think Nick McLeod is a very good.
He's a good depth piece.
Substitute. Yeah, exactly. And I'm just.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kind of nervous about that, but I hope Joe Shane, I want to trust Joe Shane. I want to trust the process of everything, but I just hope they can get somebody in here. Just
yeah.
We just need someone. We just need someone to, I would say, just to be decent out there. To
Adoree Jackson is available. He's not the worst guy. He was productive at the Giants. He made thanks for the call. He made business decisions last year on tackles that I guess soured Brian Daboll and company. I do trust Joe Shane in the vision, but I just look at this year. I cannot believe they're that thin at the quarterback position. I can't believe it. And for anybody that wants to say that Daniel Jones is overpaid, he's killing the team has $13 million in cap space to work with. They got more than enough room to have found a cornerback on this team. And they didn't. And that, I get that Joe Shane is trying to give a former third-round pick, Cordell Flott, every chance in the world to win a job. Then he gets hurt. Have those guys play their way into it. I'd rather have too much than too little. And in this league, in this division, four number one wide receivers in this division. Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, Terry McLaurin, CeeDee Lamb. How are the Giants covering all these guys? How are they doing that? They're doing it just because they have a good pass rush? I get that it gains some of it. It makes me very uneasy. But everybody wants to lazily argue about Daniel Jones. That's not the problem with the New York Giants this year. Chris and T-Net. Chris, what's up?
Hey, Sean.
Chris, what's up?
Sean, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. What's going on?
Well, and I hope you know I'm being serious when I say this. I am honestly a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan, okay?
Well, why wouldn't I think you're having serious said, about that? This play, you guys are like cockroaches. You're everywhere.
But that's what I'm about to prove you wrong.
All right.
Because as much as I do love Dallas, I will be the first to tell you, I hate the owner. I hate the quarterback. The owner doesn't care about winning. I don't know why he would even consider signing Dak Prescott for a long-term deal, because the guy's won nothing.
Yeah, Chris, I'll let you continue. I think that Dak Prescott, I could give or take him. I think he obviously, in this league, you realize how hard it is to find guys like Dak Prescott. He clearly hasn't had it, quote-unquote, it in the playoffs. But he's not. It's not that you're not serious about winning with him at the quarterback position.
No, I agree with you. I think we're serious about winning, but let's be real. When January comes, the guy freezes. Yeah. And I'm, you know, last year I'm watching the Green Bay playoff game. It's 7-0. I said to my wife, the game's over. And how did I know that? They zoom in, and he's got the deer in headlights look. But my point is, I just wanted you to know, you're a Giant fan, I'm a Cowboy fan, but I'm a huge fan of you and Loogie. So sometimes Cowboy and Giant fans can be friends.
Chris, I just wanted to say that. I appreciate that, and not good luck to you this year. I hope the Cowboys stink. Did you notice something? And I only have a few more days of this to say before Tiki comes back and he gets aggravated. Do you notice how I answered that question?
No. Tell me.
And I'm making a very concerted effort this year. You're not going to get negative Dak Prescott quotes from me cut up.
Yeah, so what Sean is alluding to is he is looking down the road.
Uh-huh.
Even though he doesn't think Daniel Jones is an issue, I think he realizes what we all realize, what the organization realizes.
I don't think Daniel Jones's play is going to be an issue. Daniel Jones's injuries in his career are an issue.
Okay, so you know what the organization knows is that Daniel Jones's time here is numbered, and you feel like, here we go, is going to be screamed in living rooms throughout the tri-state area as Dak Prescott will be the next quarterback of the Giants.
I am at a spot right now, Loogie, where all options are on the table. I would prefer the next quarterback of the New York Giants be a drafted guy that the organization believes in the first round, traded up or so, and I believe that last offseason. But I need to keep all options open. And as it stands right now, the Cowboys just paid CeeDee Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
And they did not pay Dak Prescott. And you can't pay everybody. And I believe that the Cowboys and Jerry Jones have their eyes on the Sanders combo. Deion coaching the team, Shador quarterbacking the team.
I could see that.
And if that's the case, Dak Prescott will be that next quarterback that becomes available. Like Aaron Rodgers a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. Just way younger.
And over my dead body. In the year 2024 into 2025, am I going to be knocking Dak Prescott just because he's the Cowboy quarterback? Because I'm not having them words come back to bite me.
Well, Dak...
Because I got to be honest with you, I'd take him next year.
Yeah, and then Evan will use it against you. Now, Dak gets a lot of flack. Look, Dak Prescott plays the most... How do I want to phrase this? Most scrutinized position in all the sports. The quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys is the most scrutinized position in the history of sports. Dak is a dog. I mean, Dak does well in the regular season. He struggled in the playoffs, but guess what? So have the Cowboys.
Right.
Wake me up when the Cowboys have done anything in decades. So Dak could play on my team. I think he's a heck of a player, and he gets a lot of crap because he's the Cowboys' quarterback, not because he's a bad player.
Okay. I agree. I have a couple more Giant thoughts for you as we talk about this. The press conference going on with Brian Daboll, Joe Shane's continued. For anybody thinking Evan Neal is going to guard, Evan Neal will remain at right tackle, the backup tackle per Brian Daboll. Quote, the Giants have enough guards. So there you go. I think that's a little bit of a mistake. Also, Joe Shane on Daniel Jones this summer. Jordan Renan quoting this. He had a little rust early on. He picked it up as camp went on. Obviously, he would like to have that throwback versus the Texans. But overall, he, quote, had a good camp. So the Giants continue to say optimistic things about Daniel Jones. I will say this. The Giants have done a little number rearranging as the rosters happen. That tight end that's going to start, Theo Johnson, the pick from Penn State, was wearing 47 all through camp. What an ugly, clunky number for a tight end. Thankfully, he has made the switch to number 84. So a number 84, that'll look good on a tight end, number 84.
Yeah, he looked like a fullback, basically. Yeah. I mean, and we went to camp once, and he ran a route like a fullback. I'm teasing. It was not a great route. But he's looked good here. He looked good at Penn State.
It's
but he needs a tight end number.
I can't have a pass catcher wearing a number in the 40s. And I'm an old man when it comes to number wearing. Malik Nabers and Graham Gano, I guess, are still in a standoff over number 9. I can't believe Malik Nabers hasn't switched numbers yet. 88 was given out to Bryce Ford Wheaton today. Malik Nabers would have looked great in 88.
He's definitely an 88 for sure.
Number 9, for a guy I have high hopes for, that's an ugly number for a wide
receiver. Yeah, I don't want to do the get off my lawn, but I hate the single digit for receivers.
Number one,
it's confusing.
Brian
number
Burns two, wearing zero is going to bother me as a pass rusher.
See, I like that one a little bit more. He's already got a nickname, so we don't. And I know Gilbert Arenas was agent zero, but I like the zero because you could have fun with that. I even like the Rodman numbers if you get into like the 90s. You can't have 47. If you said, all right, our tight end is 47, I'd be like, we're screwed. He's not going to produce anything. That's a fullback number. So I wish they would kind of get back to the old school numbers, but maybe this is a step in the right direction.
And lastly, I got a little package in the mail. I made a big purchase. Me and my two daughters, we got new Giants jerseys for the season. Okay? They each got a pair of Kayvon Thibodeaux.
Okay.
And I purchased a Dexter Lawrence Century Red 100th Anniversary jersey.
Uh-huh.
And I want to apologize to the New York Giants. In person, the jerseys are not nearly as ugly as I thought when they were released. They are actually dare I say, beautiful. And I am highly recommending any Giant fan out there who has seen these like I saw them online or on TV. This came, unwrapped it. I was like a kid on Christmas morning. I like them a lot. A lot. They're actually sharp. They're not the Steelers bumblebee. That's a good-looking jersey. You can give me the sod oil you want.
No, because I want to be respectful here, and the fact that you're praising them is good. I just, you
and
know.
I killed them, and you know I killed them.
Dude, I mean, you're telling people to buy them for the kids are going to get beat up at school. I'm joking. But they're not ugly. They are. They honor the history.
There's a charm to them that they're not barfy ugly the way the Bumblebee ones are. They actually look like, I don't know.
They're the Michigan Wolverine helmet. Look,
they're sharp.
They're honoring the great history of the Giants, so I'm all cool with that. They're only going to wear them, I think, once. If you want to buy them, if you want to put them on your daughters, that's your business. And I like, by the way, I like alternate jerseys. I mean, look at the hat I'm wearing now if you're watching this. So I have no issues with that kind of stuff. Just the color clash. I'm not a blue and red guy either, to be honest with you. That's why I wear like the black Giant hats and stuff like that. So, and by the way, I hate to this day, we differ on this, the red uniforms. Hate them with a passion. I never want to see them ever again. This almost feels like them going back to the red uniforms a little bit. So,
yeah,
not a big fan.
And the Giants have also signed a Vegas linebacker, Curtis Bolton, to the 53, put Deontay Johnson on IR. This also interesting came out. MSG and Yes Network are officially doing an app together. They're going to call it the Gotham Sports app for your smartphones, your televisions, all of it, ahead of the NBA and NHL season. So if you are a cord cutter, a little one-stop shop for all the Yes Network, if you're a Nick, Net, laugh there, fine. Ranger, Islander, Devil fan, one-stop shop, the Gotham Sports app. New York Post has the article there. Back to your calls, 888-808-1019. Joe in Queens. Joe, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Sean?
First, let me
apologize to Loogie. Loogie, you are not a rising star. You are a star. Sorry about that before on the phone.
Yeah, no, I'm a generational talent, Joe. I appreciate that.
So off the air when he screened you, you called him a future star, and you guys argued about this? Boy, I have to be a fly on the wall in that control room.
No, I said, is this Pat Boyle rising star? That was a little joke. But back to you, Sean.
Yeah.
You were talking about the U.S. Open. I would never stay on the Grand Central to watch the U.S. Open tennis. I did go to the Bacon and Beer Fest back in 18 or 19.
Uh-huh.
It was amazing.
Now,
amazing.
When you go to a bacon and beer festival, you walk the grounds. I'm assuming there's a bunch of beer tents. Where does the bacon come in?
Oh, there's bacon everything. Bacon donuts, bacon this, bacon that. And let me tell you, I walk in the place.
Bacon.
They hand me this little ceramic cup, a little bigger than an espresso cup. I'm like, what am I going to do with this? My fellow beer drinker. I walked out of there stumbling, thank God.
Because you're trying a little bit of everything and you lose track on how much you're drinking, right? That sounds like a good
thing. Done. Anyway, guys, love you. Let's go, Mets.
Well done, Joe. Yeah, I think I'd get into a bacon and beer festival. Is it an unpopular opinion to dump on people at 5:45 that bacon's a little overrated too?
No, I disagree with that. I do think certain types of bacon, yeah. I like it a little more crispier than it being like a gooey.
But can't you really like something but also think like we've gone too far in culture with how much people love bacon?
I said that about calamari 3 hours ago when you and Pat jumped down my throats. I said the same exact thing but about the galamad.
Okay, and I'm saying that about bacon, and I think it holds more water, Pat.
Yeah, I just take it easy with the galamad. That's, you know, a lot of callers been throwing that around today. Not to take this in a totally different direction. It's one thing, I understand, we're Italian, we want to sound like we're in the Sopranos. People that are Italian, they say calamari, but their Italian accent makes it sound like they're saying calamad. Because they usually leave the last vowel off. I got a problem.
Well, I'm an only child, and if I say it weird, if I say manicotti, my mom will kick my ass.
Manigold.
Now, bacon, to go back to it, not overrated, not overused. Was having a fight in the newsroom with this with Anthony Gallo here, who hosts and does a lot of stuff in digital. And he's like, are fries overrated? Hold on a second. Fries are a compliment to burger, to wings, stuff
and
like that.
And bacon's a compliment.
No. My point is that bacon is like a side dish. You put it on a burger. It's not like you get a menu and you order bacon and you avoid all the other things.
Yeah.
Like calamari, that's quite frankly a glory hound and a pig. Bacon's literally a pig, but calamari gets too much.
The idea and the smell of bacon is better than bacon actually is.
I agree.
Thank you. All right, Michael in Stony Brook. Michael, what's up?
Hey, as far as overrated foods, onion rings. They smell great. Taste doesn't match.
I'd have to think about that take. My initial instinct is I don't hate it, but go on.
Okay. So I was really calling about Brian Cashman. Sometimes it feels like his ego and his reputation are more important than wins and loses. And I mean, when he thinks he finds a diamond in the rough, like think of Aaron Hicks years ago.
Yeah.
They just stick with them way too long. I mean, Clay Holmes.
Gino Urshela was another one.
Yes. Or even Rizzo, right? I mean,
that was more of an obvious one. But your point remains. If he hits on something different, something unique, Michael, he wants to shove it down everybody's throat and tell everybody he's smarter than everybody. And sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. By the way, Luis Gil might end up being one of those guys, and he was right on it. Cashman's not always wrong. The problem is, in collaboration with whoever the manager is now, it's Aaron Boone, clearly for years and years and years, you know, something doesn't add up, and you can admit stubbornness. It wasn't wrong to pay DJ LeMahieu, but he got old this year, fell off the map, and you don't have to give him that same treatment like you gave these other guys. You have better options. All the fans see it. You see it, and then we're just fed. I don't even necessarily blame Aaron Boone because he's up there speaking all the time. Not Cashman isn't for his moves. You know, we're fed this nonsense about lefties.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.